This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're joined now by Lynn Mark of the News Desk. And I'm just going to say this, over the weekend, I saw my very first lion dance of the season. And with that in mind, we are getting into the CNY spirit, because you know what? Even if we don't do it on the station, anytime you walk past the shop, you are going to be hearing that music. So, Lynn, I understand that OCBC Bank has introduced a new system for people to reserve ang pao notes.
Can I just say that I also heard my first Chinese New Year song being played in a mall today. So I'm really feeling the spirit.
It's all fun and games now until it's, you know, 4 weeks from now and you really want it to end.
That's true. Okay, so about this OCBC story. So you know how in the run-up to Chinese New Year, most people who give ang paos have to go and queue up at the bank branches to actually get the ang pao notes. I understand that most banks only allow walk-ins. You have to go, you have to fill in a form, and then you have to come back to collect the money, essentially. And it seems like kind of an annoying process. So OCBC's new system now allows their customers to pre-book ang pao notes, so between 3,000 and 10,000 ringgit online in denominations of their choice. So after you've done this, it generates a date and a queue number for you, and you basically turn up at any one of its designated bank branches to pick up your money.
I can imagine that this new system will make things much more efficient for people who need to get their ang pao notes this CNY. Has it already started?
So apparently a couple of OCBC branches in Taman Molek and Malacca are already operating on the system. Others will be open from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on the two Saturdays leading up to Chinese New Year. So the 26th of January and the 2nd of February. So I don't know, 6 hours doesn't seem like a lot of time to be dealing with the number of people I assume will come and get come to be getting their ang pao notes, but the new system is targeted to increase efficiency, so I guess we'll find out.
If it doesn't work, we're going to be seeing a lot of angry posts, I think. But 6 hours, assuming that everybody only needs, I don't know, 10 minutes if you've booked.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
because there's no more form filling, there's no more, you know, how many did you need again? You know,
yeah. The assumption there is, I guess, the bank has all the information and all you need to do is show up and get your notes. I mean, the last time we spoke about ang pao on the show, we received a bunch of texts about how electronic ang paos are becoming a thing, especially in China. They send them via WeChat. And that would, I mean, eliminate literally everything that we're talking about here in terms of having to go to the bank, filling out those forms. I wonder, do you think we're kind of culturally ready for that?
I don't know. Me personally, I quite like the feeling of receiving the ang pao. And, you know, it's, to me, it's not so much the money you receive as the good wish that comes with the red packet.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be great for the environment. No more paper ang paos.
I think culturally, maybe not, because it depends on who we're getting the ang pao from. Perhaps the ones that recently got married, or maybe, not to be ageist, but maybe the ones under 40 would be more open to giving it as an e-ang pao, as opposed to the older generation who perhaps hold more steadfast to like giving out. Because it's a symbol also, right, to give that red packet, to have you open it as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there is a readiness for it. For my part, I'm mourning a little bit the ability to kind of open a pretty ang pao or to receive. I mean, every year there are some ang paos that are truly lovely to look at.
Yeah.
And I do think that you probably lose something in that digital translation. But I mean, we got to move with the times. I think it's an eventual thing probably.
So I don't know how it works right now, but I'm not sure if you get, when you get the e ang pao, do you get to see the amount that's like transferred to you directly, or do you, because some people like only like to open their ang paos on the very last day or the day after right now. So I wonder how that works, because I've never received one yet.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure
I haven't
either.
Received one either. It's going to be, I guess it takes some of the mystery out of it a little bit.
Let us know if you've received an e-ang pao, actually, because none of us here in this room have had the experience or the pleasure. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. On Bursa, I hear that oil-related stocks have taken a beating today.
Yes, so Brent crude fell below $60 a barrel today. It was last trading at $59.72, down 1.3%. The Petronas-linked counters haven't done very well. So Petronas Dagangan was down 2.3%, Petronas Chemicals was down over 4%, and Petgas closed flat. Parisai Petroleum was actually the top decliner and most active stock. It is not a Petronas-linked counter, but it is a petrol-linked counter. Bearing in mind they're not a large stock, but they fell 83% to half a cent per share today.
Lynn, thank you so much for coming in. Right now we've got more music. Here's Charles Bradley, Ain't It a Sin, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.